Bell, and I want to just say to each and every one of you that I have nothing but the most profound apologies for some of the promotions we did during these very tragic fires. Hold on. Damn it.
Ted, hold on, because all of that's going out over the air. Ted Bell is with us. I know you have some things you want to say to the audience. I know you have some things that you want to say to, you know, to us. We're going to let you do that, but I wanted you to know that you, like I said, you're going out over the air.
I know I'm going out over the air, Phil. I hope that I am.
But what we heard, Ted, was you using the F word there.
Well, I've got, first of all, I have, Jen, that's fine. Go just bust some tables, will you?
Okay. Yeah, I thought you wanted to have that.
Yeah.
Who's that?
That's Davey. Go ahead, Davey. So here's what I wanted to say to everyone. When I said that we had a new drink called the Blown Ted, and I realize there's some people out there, as juvenile as they are, they're you know, I can almost hear them going. You know what I mean, right, Phil?
Now, I know that, but I think one of the problems we get into here.
Hold on, before you give a speech. Okay.
All right, Ted, but I know a little bit about broadcasting and communication.
All right, go ahead. What were you going to say?
All I was going to say is I know enough about people to know that when you keep repeating the very thing that people found to be offensive, and some people may find it funny, you're just making it worse. That is absolutely the truth, Ted.
All right, well, I have to tell people what happened.
That's true, and only you are capable of doing that, and I respect that. The only thing, Ted, when you talk about the Blown Ted, right away people are going to laugh.
All right, well, let me explain it then, because you guys interrupt me.
I'm sorry, Ted. Go ahead.
All right. During the most recent and very serious fires that we had here in the Los Angeles area, we had a series of transformers, and these is pieces of electrical, I don't know what they are and I don't know what they do. I grabbed a hold of a term I saw in the news called the blown transformer, and I said, well, you know, I said to you, Chef Chedilia is standing here, and you know, I want to say one thing about Chef Carl Chedilia. He has been a great partner. He has been a great counsel. You've helped me through a lot, Chef Carl. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate that very much, then.
All right.
What Ted is wanting to say, are you done?
Actually, I was not done. What I wanted to say was, here is Chef Carl Chedilia. Go ahead.
Yeah, okay. What I wanted to say, Phil, and to all of the listeners, is that Ted meant no harm when he named the drink the Blown Ted. I should have said something. When we just took it off the menu, it didn't do any good because a lot of people were commenting on it.
So you had a lot of people coming in and saying, can I have a Blown Ted?
Yes, and that in and of itself started problems.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, because people at other tables would hear this. They'd say, can I get a Blown Ted? They would look up at me, I'd be leaning against the bar, and I would look down in shame when I heard that. So
that made it worse.
That did make it worse, General. What we're here tonight to say, and I know the Chef Chedilia is going to sort of do the heavy lifting on this, I'm very, very sorry that I don't choose the names of these promotions better. And here's Chef Carl Chedilia.
All right, Ted. Ted's, you're going to the office?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Ted's going to the office, Phil, and I think what he wants to say, and I'm going to say it to the audience, calling that drink the Blown Ted, and all of the people in the bar looking around and chuckling, and Ted would hear this. He was standing at the bar. He was counting receipts. I don't know. He was looking at the cash register, and he heard people say, can I get a Blown Ted? And they would look up directly at him.
Okay.
And he dipped his eyes in shame and would shuffle off into a corner of the restaurant. And throughout the entire promotion, I don't think Ted ever was able to look anybody in the eye.
But how long did it take to take this off the menu?
They had it off the menu in, I think, 72 hours, Ted?
What?
How long was it before you took that off the menu?
I don't know.
Well, is Ted not capable of being on the air here? What's going on?
Phil wants to know what's... Phil, I'm sorry. I when I start thinking about people staring at me, they're going, yeah, can I have a Blown Ted? And their eyes are just burning in on me. Just, yeah, can I have a Blown Ted? They're supposed to be talking to their server, and the server's standing there, and they're going, Blown Ted, and they would stare at me. And so I did. I just sort of wandered away. I tried to go away so no one saw me going away.
Ted, I told Ted, just move along the bar very slowly until people don't notice that he's not standing in that place. He's now 6 feet down the bar. But they never really see you move.
Yeah, and so I tried doing that.
Did it work?
I don't know. A couple of people walked by and said, we can see you moving. And then they would go and they went to Rudy and said, yeah, three more blown Teds. It was...
All right, well, I think what happened is you had, if I may be permitted...
Go ahead, Phil. Go ahead.
All right. I think what happened is that...
But then I want to talk, too.
I understand that.
And I do, too.
Yes. I think what happened is that... Now I forget what I wanted to say.
Let me say it. Ted and Chef Carl, what you had was a drink that you called the Blown Ted, and it sounded funny to some people, while you wanted to be sensitive.
Exactly.
And so while you're trying to be sensitive and you have people laughing at you, you don't know what to do.
It's a very difficult situation to be in, so you just you slunk down the bar, right?
Did they teach you how to slink down?
Did they do it? But yes. We just said, Ted, just when you hear that, just turn and slide. Just take it, small steps. Go down the bar. Don't look at anybody.
Okay, so what are we talking about here, guys? That it was embarrassing for you, but you've changed the name.
Yes, I've changed the name, but I didn't. It took me about 3 days to do it because I didn't want to just pull it off the menu because then people were going to say, oh, hey, wait, look at this. Where's the Blown Ted? Blown Ted, you know. I took it off the menu very, very gradually, and...
It was obviously a big hit.
But people wanted it, yeah. Rudy Canoza, our bartender.
Hi, Phil. The Blown Ted, people were asking for obvious reasons. It was a, hey, let me get a Blown Ted. And it was crude and vulgar, but there's nothing that...
nothing you can do about it, Phil.
All right. Well, let's just say that the Blown Ted is now... It's blown.
Oh, shit.
You know, I'm sorry.
Yeah, we don't need those kind of jokes.
All right, let's just say that the Blown Ted is over.
Yeah, I like that better. We're not serving it anymore. I apologize to people that found it insensitive. God, how I wish I hadn't even done it.
Well,
hey, Phil, when you laugh like that, I see Ted just gets another inch shorter.
It's remarkable, Phil, that Ted has been so really humiliated by this and feels so contrite that I swear, you know, Ted's about 6'2".
Okay.
I think he's about 5'11" today.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Phil, I'm not kidding. I what I've done is just, I can't stand tall. And I am. I'm about 5'11", 5'10".
All right.
Guys,
What is it with you? All right, are you getting to move on?
No, I'm not moving on, but I this is sounding a little absurd. I'm just saying, it's off the menu now, right?
Rudy?
Yes, Phil, it's off the menu. You cannot get the Blown Ted. Now, if someone comes in and says a Blown Ted, we simply say, no, there's no more. There's no Blown Ted. And,
Bud got a couple of phone calls who?
This is from a Mr. and Mrs. Emerson. They're from Fountain Valley, California, and they said that they came in, they wanted to have two Blown Teds, and you said you never heard of it.
Yes, that will, all right. Now, I started to say that, people. People would come and say, can I have a Blown Ted? I'd say, what is that? And they'd say, don't you know? And I'm like, no, I don't know it. You know, and...
Well, but it was still on the menu.
It was still on the menu, and then they'd show it to me. They'd say, right here, the Blown Ted. I'd say, no, I don't...
Rudy was stuck. He had to say something, so he simply said, I don't know why that's on the menu.
All right, but so what happened, Bud?
Well, I mean, they said that they hung around waiting for their Blown Ted.
Yes, they hung around. This is the Emerson family. This is a guy by the name of Paul Emerson, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I said to him, actually it was kind of rude. He said, what about it? How about these Blown Teds? And I, you know.
Oh, God, this is the.
I pointed at my crotch.
Were you angry?
I was getting angry. This guy kept coming over and said, what about these Blown Teds? Huh? And the wife came over and said, I want a Blown Ted. They were being juvenile about it.
Well, why didn't you come and get me or somebody?
Come and get you? What's that going to do? Let me just say this, Phil. They kept saying, where's the Blown Ted? And so I finally, very crudely, I pointed at my crotch. I said, here, you know, here's your Blown Ted. It was wrong of me to do that. I apologize to them.
Did they finally get their Blown Ted?
The Did they finally blow who?
Did they finally get the blow? Why don't you guys quit screwing around and pretending like this is something that's serious? Obviously, you don't care.
We care. Hold on, give me that. Hey, General, I care very much, okay? I wouldn't be on the air right now humiliating myself if I didn't care. I'm Ted Bell. You understand that, right?
Yes, I've known that for years.
Okay. And when I say to somebody, the blown Ted, we blew it with the blown Ted. And in fact, I wanted to put that up on the, you know, the billboard we have, Phil, on the 405?
Yeah.
I wanted to put up, we blew it. Here's, it's the blown Ted, question mark, we blew it. And it'll have a picture of me lifting it to my lips, with the lips sort of puckered out, going, but I'm making a mistake, you see.
I wouldn't do that. Don't do that, Ted.
Why not?
Don't point it. Don't do a billboard, man. Just say, the blown Ted is not on the menu anymore.
That's what I told him, Phil, but...
Don't
do the billboard, Ted. And I apologize that I pointed it. Yeah, well, that hurt a lot, because you were rude. It was very rude of me to do that.
What was the upshot of this?
Of what?
Of this couple ordering the blown Ted.
I gave them two blown Teds.
What's in that, anyway?
Yeah, what's in a blown Ted?
It's a Moscow Mule, basically.
It's vodka and what?
Vodka and ginger beer.
Yeah, why didn't you make it a Mexican Mule? That's what Phil drinks.
I don't know. I don't want to pull Phil into it. You know, they say, pretty soon they'll be saying, can I have the drink that Phil Henry has? And they'll forget all about the blown Ted. And if they're going to come in here and order a blown, I want to hear the words from their mouths. Blown Ted, please. Yeah, but that's, now that I say that.
So what was this whole thing about them ordering but staring at you?
I was at the bar, and I was checking receipts, and I heard a lady say, let me have a blown Ted. And when I looked down, she was staring right at me. I mean, she was just burning her eyes into me. And it kept on happening throughout the night, so I began to slink down the bar. Rudy is the guy that said to me, don't go too fast. I said, don't just disappear. People are going to think you just turned tail. You ducked tail and ran, right? So I said, just slink down the bar, slink until finally they'll look up and you're not there. And they may not even remember that you were there.
Yeah.
They may not remember he was there. If you slink down the bar, they may go, oh, my eyes are deceiving me. I thought I saw Ted Bell. I guess I did not.
All right. Is the blown Ted on the menu now?
It is. The blown Ted is on the menu now, but there's only one small, tiny reference to it.
Why don't you take it off? Yeah, take it off.
God, Phil, why don't you take it off?
I know my voice cracked. Why don't you get it off the menu? Get it off the menu, Ted, and not have to deal with it.
If I pull it off the menu, it's like me just disappearing from the bar. I've got to gradually, slowly but carefully.
Get it off the menu, man, so you're not even... You're on the air right now talking about this.
I had to talk about it, okay? Because there's people who've been coming into the bar saying, hey, I heard you on a Henry show talking about a blown Ted, huh? Are you him? Boy, that hurt. Yeah, that one guy, Phil, wouldn't let up. He was drunk. And he said, hey, blown Ted, are you Mr. Blown Ted? All kinds of things.
You know, Ted, can I just make a suggestion?
Not really, but you're going to do it anyway, right?
Yes, I am. Quit naming stuff after you.
Bingo, right there.
That's absolutely the truth. Quit naming stuff after you, man. Just have a damn porterhouse steak and let it go at that.
Oh, boy. Wow. You're kidding, right, Phil?
No.
You got to be kidding. Ted's a Beverly Hills. Everything's named after Ted.
Well, then don't do it. You know, wait until you have something good, man.
What the hell happened to you? Don't do it. Wait till you...
I'm saying to you, man, if you're going to do a promotional drink, make sure it's a good one, man. Don't just slap it on the menu, but think about it. Talk to people about it. Do a little bit of background. Hey, what do you guys think about a blown Ted?
I don't know. Hey, Phil, I agree with you. I tried to tell him.
No, you did not try to tell me. Don't lie.
Jesus. Ted, get out of here.
What are you talking? Get out. Go on. Go back in the office. Don't shoo me away.
Yep, go back in the office. Hey, Phil, it's Chef Chedilia. I agree with you. I think he needs to just get back to the basics. Hey, look, Ted's a great restaurateur. He's got a great menu, and we want to keep it that way.
I couldn't agree more.
What happened there? You just went,
I was thinking of what I wanted to say. And I think that Ted's got a great restaurant. I know that Bob Green's been driving him nuts. What's going on with the Bob's Meat?
Bob's Meat, that's a whole other thing. Bob Green, you did the replay. And when people heard that Bob Green has a specialty store strictly for people buying steaks, chops, roasts, tri-tips, this sort of thing, it's called Bob's Meat.
They came in, they were kidding Ted about that. They said, hey, where can we find Bob's meat? And, you know, it got a little, we had to throw some people out of here, so.
Yeah, it was a very unfortunate, Phil.
All right, well, I hope all of that is behind us. I'm sorry to hear all of that. I wish you guys a very pleasant good evening. And no more, and I'll come on into the restaurant and I'll just order myself a regular Mexican mule. How's that?
Well, it's a Moscow mule.
The blown Ted?
Yeah.
All right, I don't drink vodka. I'll just get a, you know.
All right, well, I don't know.
I guess that'll work, Phil, because...
Thank you very much. There's Rudy Canoza. That is Chef Carl Cianulli, and that's Ted Bell here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Ted's of Beverly Hills Steakhouse. Come on.
Where'd he go? Oh, it's me. Hey, yeah, come on down to Ted's of Beverly Hills. The blown Ted, man, we blew it off. No more blown Ted.
Oh, shit.
All right, Ted.
We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Hey, everybody, it's Rudy Canoza here from Ted's of Beverly Hills. I'm the bartender and also your proprietor in the prime rib room for the best drinks, the best bar food to get your evening started off right at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We also have the sports bar, two widescreen TVs where you can see L.A. Lakers, you can see L.A. Kings hockey. And the big football games that are coming up, of course, the playoffs. But the main thing I want to tell you is that we enjoy the world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass, the subscription to Mr. Henry's website. We all have it around here at Ted's of Beverly Hills. We listen to the podcast. We listen to the archives. I love to listen to the archives to hear when Rudy Canoza, you know, back in the day when I used to...
let you do the thing.
When I used to see a pretty girl go by, I go, la, 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 la.
You know, it sounds awkward now. You used to do it with a little bit of flash.
Uh-huh.
Sorry.
Anyway, get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. 60,000 hours of great radio and digital content, video casts, home movies, podcasts, and the like. It never ends. It's a non-stop, unending party at philhenryshow.com, the greatest value online other than porn.
Welcome back now to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Steve Bozell coming up. Thanks, General. And Stephen Bozell from Corona, California is coming up now. He is...
He's getting it together on the comedy stage there at C.K. Corona Middle School. As you know, Steve has performed as a comedian at his kid's middle school. Bud?
Yeah, he's performed on a kiddie corral stage. He's been in where the hay bales are. He never made it onto the main adult stage of the comedy.
But it's all changed. Apparently he has been allowed to, or I shouldn't say allowed, I guess we should have Steve up in the line here. And Steve, where are you right now?
Well, I'm over here at a place. It's a water hole right around the corner from my house. It's called Doin's. And I like to just sit here. I'm writing some jokes.
And you're now on the adult stage. When does that take place?
The CK Corona Festival and the Men's Club Festival, because the Men's Club that does it, that's going to be taking place this weekend, the 26th and the 27th. And I think that's it, tomorrow, 23, tomorrow. The 25th and the 26th. Or the 25th and the...
25th and 26th are Saturday and Sunday.
Who is that?
It's me.
Oh, sorry, Mr. Andy.
Phil's on the line here with us, too.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this weekend I'll be on stage on the 20... What did you say?
Oh, for God's... 22, 23, 24... On the 25th?
Yes, Saturday the 25th I'll be on the main stage at CK Corona Middle School. And one of the things I was kind of noodling around here and playing with, and I think this would be a good thing, and I hope you'll let me sort of do this with stuff. I'm thinking of a theme song, because I've heard other people on your show, like just heard Ted Bell of Beverly Hills.
No, Ted Bell. It's Ted of Beverly Hills. You've heard about it.
I've heard of Ted's of Beverly Hills, not Ted of Beverly Hills. I'm fooling around. See, I'm just fooling with jokes.
Well, all right. So those are jokes you're going to do.
No, they're not jokes I'm going to do, but that's the structure of how you do the punchline. But what I've been thinking of doing, Mr. Henry, because I have heard people on your show doing it, is have a theme song. Like I hear the Ted Bell theme song. I hear, I don't know if Bobby and Steve Dooley, I know that Bob Green had the theme song.
Yeah, Bob Green. What was Bob Green's theme song, Margaret?
Bob Green's Meats and Greens keeps your greens as fresh as can be. Bob Green, you know.
Oh, yeah, that was...
Yeah, he wanted you to accentuate it.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, it was Bob Green, that kind of thing.
Right, well, I don't want to do that, but you know what I'm saying.
Sure.
So here is what I've got, and I want this to play as I come out on stage. It would have to be a guitar riff, but basically this. Steve Bozell, yeah, Steve Bozell. He'll make you smile, he'll make you grin, Steve Bozell for the win.
It's pretty good.
And I want you to know, Steve Bozell, don't blow, that kind of thing, you know?
Well, we just were doing a whole blown Ted thing.
Right, well, that inspired me.
All right, so that's, who would sing that, Steve?
Well, it would be me on a recording.
Okay, and then you come out.
And then I come out, and hello. And basically, I do attitude humor, Mr. Henry, which I think you know that, because that's kind of what you do, right?
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, don't be modest, Mr. Henry.
I don't do punchlines, no.
All right, so I'm going to come out, and that's how I want to do it, because I did punchlines when I was on the kiddie stage. You know,
what kind of jokes were you doing? I think you said you were doing a lot of fart humor.
Yeah, when you're working a kiddie corral, when you're doing an audience that's only, the oldest kid was 10. So yeah, you're doing lots of fart jokes. You're doing a lot of belch jokes. What do you want from me? You know,
I mean, you gotta. That's the audience.
That's the audience, exactly. So
you're doing fart jokes and belch jokes to these 10-year-old kids. Were you a hit?
Yeah, they liked me there. In fact, I talked to Steve Newbaker, who is sort of managing the entertainment, and he said, boy, he looked at me, he said, man, I'll tell you what, we lose you at the kiddie corral. I mean, there's never been anyone better, Steve. And in many ways, you know, I am kind of a legend over there. They wanted to put my picture up, and I don't know.
Yeah, but you want to work the adult stage.
Yeah, I did. So he said, all right, goodbye. He gave us, you know, I hugged him, and he hugged me, and I said goodbye. And I walked about 2 feet, and there I was at the...
At the adult stage?
Yeah, to rehearse.
Okay, can you give us an idea of...
Well, I'm going to come out and go, I'll go, Steve Bozell, yeah, Steve Bozell, he doesn't blow. I forget how it goes. I wrote the lyrics down. And then, hi, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Steve Bozell. I can tell you, I just left my house where my wife, April, was kicking... My wife, April, was cooking a chocolate cake. And so I thought I'd take a lick, and I licked the cake, too. Yeah, Steve Bozell, yeah, Steve Bozell.
Boy, that is vulgar.
Well, yes, but it's not... I'm not doing any more fart jokes for 10-year-olds.
All right, it's okay. So, do you play the music?
Yeah, I've got the music in a boombox on stage, and I'll just hit the music. So I'll say, hey, ladies and gentlemen, I just came from my house. My wife, April, my beautiful wife, April, is making a chocolate cake. So I just put my finger in and licked it, and I licked the cake, too. Oh, Steve Bozell, yeah, Steve Bozell, he doesn't quit, you know. I'm sorry?
Nothing, Steve, but I... Okay.
Well, it's adult humor.
It is. It's adult humor.
Yeah.
All right, I get you. But constantly playing that song is what I'm thinking is maybe not strong. What? So is it going to queue up?
Well, yeah. So I've got it on a timer. So I play the tape, and then I do the joke, and then I play the tape. Here's another one. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. You know, I've got two kids. They are the greatest kids in the world. My son, Steve Jr., is a soccer champion. My daughter, April Jr., she's also a soccer champion. So all they do all day long is kick balls. Then they go out onto the field and play soccer. Yeah. Steve Bozell. Yeah, Steve Bozell. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Henry?
No, that was a little ambiguous. That also very vulgar, involving children.
Oh, will you come on, man?
But what are you saying?
I'm saying that my kids are kicking me in the balls, okay? Okay.
No, man, don't do that. Don't do that. No, don't do it, Steve.
Well, I thought that was really good. So the kids, they're playing soccer. So all day long, they're kicking balls. And then they go out and play soccer.
Meaning they're kicking you in the balls.
Yeah, figuratively, man. It's like, you know how everybody talks about this guy's a ball breaker? That my kids are ball breakers.
I don't know, man.
Oh,
hey, watch the language, please, Steve.
All right, let me. Where's the eraser? Steve Jr., where's the eraser?
Right over there.
Thank you. Okay, I'll erase that joke. Then it kicks in. Steve Bozell, yeah, Steve Bozell, he doesn't blow. All right, folks, it's a beautiful day. It's so good that we don't have those fires anymore, okay? Especially for me. I'm glad I was able to, at least in my neck of the woods, put the fire out Preparation H.
Steve Bozell. Yes, Steve Bozell.
What?
I don't know, man. It's not that funny. It's not that funny, Steve.
I don't care. You know, Mr. Andrew, I let you judge me and judge me and judge me. You judge me. You're talking about how Ted Bell is only 5'11". You judge me, Mr. Henry, where I'm almost like 3'2", the way you judge me.
Well, you're not literally 3'2".
No, I'm not, but the judgment that you've put on me, if you could photograph me and say, here's a judgment picture of Steve Bozell, I'd be 3'2", with pants that, I don't know.
Well, Steve, I don't think I do that to you.
Oh, wow, you're disagreeing with me.
Yes, I am. I do not think I do that to you. I think I give you an honest appraisal of your jokes there, and I thought that one was just a stiff.
You thought that joke, the joke that I did about the fire.
Yeah, I got to put the fire out, Preparation H. I think there's a better way of doing it.
Well, like how?
You could say just, you know, these fires, I don't know about you, but they've been very troublesome for me. And I know they are for a lot of people. The way I deal with the fires, I got Preparation H and a block of ice.
I don't know.
See, that sounds pretty good. I think that works.
Yeah, that works better.
Oh, okay. So General Shaw writes the joke and suddenly...
Just do it, Steve.
Okay. Hey, folks, I know these fires have been very troublesome for all of you. The way I deal with the fires, Preparation H and a block of ice. Steve Bozell, I'm Steve Bozell. I'm the best. You know.
Well, Steve, I wish you the great luck.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you bring me on your program long enough for me to stink the joint out, and then you say bye.
Hey, man, I didn't do that at all.
God, what's up with you?
I'm laughing at what you just said. I do not bring you on long enough to stink the joint out.
Mr. Henry, I'm trying to promote my appearance at the Comedy Cavalcade at the C.K. Corona Men's Middle... The Middleman...
The C.K. Corona Festival, sponsored by the Men's Club.
Yes. I'm trying to do that, and then you come on here and you're criticizing my jokes.
I think those jokes will work, man. Go ahead. Do them. The Preparation H joke.
I think licking the cake...
No, that's... I gotta keep that in.
Keep in all the jokes, man, and let us know how it went.
Okay, so now what you're saying is go ahead, go out there and bomb. Go out there and stink it out. Go on out there, Steve Bozell, and lay an egg. Lay a big egg. That's what you want me to do.
No, I do not, and I wish you wouldn't keep attributing to me negative things, Steve. We want you to succeed. You asked me my opinion. I gave you my opinion.
No, I didn't. I just said, let me, you know.
Well, he did. He just said, let me do the bit. He didn't ask our opinion.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry I gave my opinion.
Well, too late now. Now I think half my material blows Ted Bell. How about that? The blown Ted. Steve Bozell.
Steve Bozell, ladies and gentlemen, appearing at the C.K. Corona Men's Comedy Stage this coming Saturday night, the 25th at C.K. Corona Middle School in Corona, California.
Yeah.
Way to do it.
I think he'll do just fine.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, Phil, why not encourage the man? You know, this has been his dream.
You know, if it's his dream, you'd think that this cat would write some, I don't know, you know.
He wrote, they're halfway decent jokes.
Halfway, okay, so the first joke.
The first joke was he goes, yeah, I'm going to lick, my wife's making a cake, I think I'll lick it in the cake too.
That's like Neil Rogers humor. That's Neil used to do that stuff.
Was it funny?
When Neil did it, yeah.
Then the other one was, I forget, oh yeah, my kids play soccer, they'll be kicking balls in all afternoon, then they'll go out and play soccer.
That, I don't like that one.
And then the final one was, yeah, you know, these fires, everybody is having to contend with them. The way I contend with it, Preparation H and a block of ice. And then Steve Bozell, yeah, Steve Bozell, he doesn't smell.
Okay. Well, you know, Phil, we got to be in his corner for a change instead of mocking the guy. Okay, you're right. Steve, we wish you the best. Bless you, brother. And I'm going to go out there, you know.
Can we get tickets?
Can we get tickets? Steve, call up, but you know, Bud, call him up.
Okay.
We're going to get tickets.
Yeah, Steve.
Don't do it now, man.
Oh, sir. Yeah, can you get tickets?
We're going to come out and see you, Steve, at the Men's Club Comedy Cavalcade this weekend, bro. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Ciampere Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Don't forget, a backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry Show is less than $10 a month, less than $7 a month for a year's subscription, 60,000 hours.
Yeah, great stuff.
60,000 hours of radio and digital content there.
And good luck, Steve Bozell.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll lick it in the cake, too.
Take it easy.